Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Taz, we want to let the people know that they're listening to the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula Nunes.
And I'm Taz Powers. And today, Paula, we have someone to introduce to our listeners around the world that they're going to have fun with, too, all the way.
Oh, it's Trish and Doug. Trish Reagan and Doug Hackett. They are actually on the Big Island of Hawaii, and they've been married in a spiritual partnership since 1992. And they founded the Dolphin Spirit of Hawaii in 1994 when they experienced a dramatic spiritual calling to jump off the cliff and leave their professional lives behind and come to Hawaii to work with the wild dolphins. And they were actually in the corporate world, I think in the Bay Area, before they decided to jump that cliff.
That's a real big jump.
Yeah. Since that time, they've conducted monthly transformative dolphin swim seminars, retreats in Kona. They also facilitate whale swim retreats in the magical waters of Tonga. In addition, for 7 years, they've worked very closely with the world-renowned dolphin researcher and author, Joan Ocean.
Yes, and we've interviewed with Joan before. You know, it's pretty amazing that these wonderful energies can actually be had by all, and all you need to do is hop in the water.
Oh, I know. Well, I see them. They're jumping aboard. Let me see here.
Oh, good.
Aloha.
Hi, aloha.
We were just introducing you and telling the people that's listening what a jump off the cliff you and Doug made in 1994 to come to Hawaii and work with the lovely dolphins.
That is so right. I tell you, it has changed our lives, and we just celebrated our 15th anniversary of being here.
Oh, that's hard to believe. You know, actually, Trish, it's been about, I don't even know if you remember this, about 14 years ago when I met you, you and Doug had just started the retreat, and you came to San Jose and gave a little talk on it. And I co-host that talk, and then a few years later, I met you again at in San Francisco when you came to talk with Nikki Scully. So
yes,
I met you twice.
I do remember that, Paula, very much. We made a connection so long ago, and I'm sure all of our lives have changed very much in that time, haven't
they?
The
things that you were doing from the very first time I met you till the second time I met you, I mean, you brought videos of the spinner dolphins, and you were doing so much more than from the beginning. So I'm sure that you and Doug have really evolved since the last time I talked to you, which has been, like we said, maybe 12 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we like to tell people, or at least I do, I always tell people I really, truly believe that it would have taken me at least two more lifetimes to get where I am spiritually if we hadn't heard the call and jumped off the cliff and had been so deeply involved with the dolphins and whales all these years. I mean, they have just so totally changed our lives.
Well, and a lot of that, Paula, is that they really help us to release our fears and other things that we're holding on to that aren't truth, with a capital T. And
that's
the great wonder of being with the dolphins is that the energy that they create, which I can best describe or maybe only describe as unconditional love, just really allows us to open and clear out all those things.
Well, that's really important, especially nowadays. I mean, people are facing so much lately. So to be able to release those fears is very important.
Oh, it just really, really is. And I realized for myself after we had moved here, and I don't know if the listeners would want to hear the original story of
how we
were guided. Yeah, it was just amazing because our friend, good friend Joan Ocean, who had really started the dolphin swimming thing here, she had been living here for a couple of years and had been bringing people over to swim with dolphins, and so she came to visit us in California a year after we were married. So I know that Doug and I were drawn together to do this work together. So just a year after we were married, she came and visited us in our home in California, and her son was graduating from college, so she was over there, and she asked if she could show her video and have some people over and to see what she was up to. And so we had an evening, and when she showed that video of her swimming with the dolphins, that was the first time that we really got the big spark that we have to go do this. So we came over 2 months later and visited Joan and swam for 4 days with the dolphins, and it was just so spectacular and amazing. And then when we left, or before we left, she said, well, why don't you two come and help me get this work out into the world, because a lot more people will be coming, which, of course, we've seen. And Doug and I, we didn't feel quite ready, you know, so we just said, well, oh, we can't do that. We have our lives. You know, we had professional careers in the Bay Area.
And friends and family.
And friends and family. And so when we said no, but when we got home, Doug and I had different experiences, and my experience was that I was driving over the San Mateo Bridge, where I used to get a lot of inspiration on that bridge. Anyway, and I was just driving over the bridge coming home from work one night, and I was just thinking about Joan and the dolphins, and this lightning bolt of white light literally went through my body. It was like I was hit by lightning, and I heard the words loud and clear, go do this work. So I came home, and I told Doug, and I said, Doug, guess what? You know, and when we had gotten married, we had made a commitment to follow spirit. So Doug will tell you about his experience.
Yes, what happened for me was that when Joan said, you know, come and help us with this work, and we said, no, we can't do that. We've got lives in California. When we returned, I realized that we didn't have lives, that, in fact, the things that the week before that had you know, inspired us were no longer moving us. And so when I meditated on it, the only thing that had that aliveness or spirit behind it was the illogical, irrational thing of leaving our careers and friends and family and coming to Hawaii to work with the dolphins. But I didn't tell Trish that right away, because I knew there'd be a time in the near future that would be appropriate, but that moment wasn't it. And part of that was because she realizes or remembers at 3 years old making the decision that she had to take care of herself because nobody else was. And she had spent her life creating that illusion of security, you know, the job and the savings and the house and the retirement and the insurance and all of that, that you know, security. And so on that Wednesday when she came home and she says, Doug, I had this experience. What do you think? I told her what I was experiencing. And she says, well, what do you think? And I said, I think we're both getting a pretty live and loud and clear message from spirit here. And so we can either stay here with our security or we can make a leap and... Okay. February of 94, we arrived in Hawaii, and it's been magical ever since.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I love the story of when Trish actually went out and swam with the dolphins, and they cradled her. Do you want to tell that story?
Oh, my gosh. Well, there have been so many, I'll tell you. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly which one you're talking about.
You said you were crying.
That was really, really wonderful. I mean, it just shows you how they are in connection with us, so deeply in communication with not only our thoughts but our feelings. But, yes, there was one day when I was just really feeling that abandonment that often comes up for many of us who have had kind of dysfunctional childhoods, you know. So I was ahead of Doug. I went out a little bit earlier. He was getting ready on the beach or talking to somebody. And so I swam out, and there were about 30 dolphins in the bay, and I was just crying in my mask and feeling just so down and so abandoned. And all of a sudden, the 30 of these dolphins just came right to me and just totally surrounded me. And it was as if they were hugging me. It was just, I knew that they were saying, and they always have kept saying to me, keep on going, you're totally supported. Keep on going, you're totally supported. And so it was just so, so beautiful. They were just surrounding me so beautifully. And then Doug came out, and he was hugging me, and the dolphins are just really right there with me. And then a few minutes later, some swimmers who were kind of chasing the dolphins came out. So off the dolphins go, and then, of course, I felt abandoned again. And then I was still, you know, feeling that abandonment again. And then sure enough, after I'd say maybe 10 minutes, all of these dolphins came right back to us. And, you know, this is a large, large ocean.
This is
a large bay that we swim in. And for them to come right to me, you know, it just showed me that they are totally in tune with us. And they know our thoughts and feelings, and that they are here, we believe, to assist us as humanity to raise our vibration and to move into the higher dimensions.
You know, Trish, you said that you traveled across the San Mateo Bridge and you got a bolt of lightning. I'm wondering if you were so connected at that time and you were right over the water, if the dolphins weren't trying to give you a message.
Oh, I didn't even think of that, but... That's right, yes, and the whales have come into San Francisco Bay, haven't they? Yes, yes, well, you know, they can communicate. The dolphins and the whales communicate with us over all of the realms, you know. I mean, people do not absolutely have to be in the water with the dolphins and whales in order to connect. Of course, the water amplifies the connection, so it's really very special if you can have that experience. But they definitely communicate and connect with us definitely over the ethers.
Maybe you can share how you feel like when you're in the ocean and surrounded by these beautiful animals. Is there an excess amount of chi that goes through your body when you're in the ocean? What happens? You make a connection with their heart. What happens when you're in there?
Well, first of all, and everyone will tell you this, the first thing is that our hearts just open. And many, many people start crying when they first see dolphins. When they first come to the first time, they'll just burst out crying because the dolphins just open our hearts. And then the other thing is that they then bring us into the now moment. They just, nothing bothers us. You know, we'll have people fiddling with their masks and having water leaks. All of a sudden the dolphins come along and, boy, everything just smooths out. And so they put us right into the moment. And then what I feel when I'm with them is just like I'm vibrating at a much, much higher frequency.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an experience. Now, would you like to explain your retreat? Because it's so beautiful. And if you could tell the people out there a little bit about the retreat, when people come to swim with the dolphins and actually stay with you.
Yes, yes. We find that the retreat experience is so much more powerful than just going out and swimming with dolphins, really. It is. Because what happens is that we create a group mind, a group energy within the group, and we always create a bubble of love around our groups. And then we expand that bubble of love out into the ocean to meet with the dolphin pods. And we do whale swims as well in Tonga, so we do the same thing. And we expand our energy and we merge with the pod mind because the dolphins create a pod mind. They know what each other thinks and feels. They live for the good of the all. And that's one way.
And actually, Paula, interestingly enough, our good friend Joan Ocean, years ago, before we ever came to Hawaii, she told us that the dolphins had told her that there were five energies currently available on the planet that weren't being utilized much. And one of them was hydrogen, but the one I found really interesting was group energy. And so that's basically what we do in our groups is that we create a group energy, connect with the dolphin energy, and then, of course, we have the energy of Hawaii here, which is at 19.47 degrees latitude, and that's a whole other energy source. It is the place of energy upwelling for planet Earth.
And so what we do then with that group energy, we are immersed in the energy of the dolphins, the whales, the angels, the masters, beings from other dimensions. We bring in all of the assistance we can bring in for the whole retreat, and then we have people stay in our home. It's just we have small groups, intimate small groups, which are so wonderful because we bond like a family right away. And so people come on Sundays, and we always have snorkel practice, so we make sure that people who don't feel comfortable in the ocean or who have never swam in the ocean, so we make sure that they feel very, very comfortable on the first day in a shallow bay, so we're ready for the dolphins. And then for 4 days, we go out and on boats, and we swim with hundreds of dolphins because we usually go up north where there are large pods. There are 200 to 300 in a pod. And the reason we like the boats is that we can go where the dolphins are. Oftentimes, if you rely on the dolphins being in the local bays, some days they just don't come in at all. So, 98% of the time we go out, we swim with dolphins. And it is just magnificent. It is so amazing to be in the ocean with them. In the wintertime, the humpback whales are here.
So you're going to have a group in about a week, aren't you?
Yes. We are focusing more on the whales for this next retreat. It's called Whales Hawaii, Into the Heart of God. And the reason for that is because of our last experience in Tonga. But I'll tell you that in a moment because that was absolutely amazing. But during our retreats, we gather and meet and share what's going on in our lives, and we're guided totally by spirit. We have many, many, many tools that we can use, spiritual tools, to bring us out of that place of doubt or fear and into the true essence. The purpose of the retreats is to help us to get to the core of our being so that we are living from the inside out and we're living our fulfilled lives of purpose, and that we get in touch with what is our purpose. So we go to sacred sites for sunset. We commune with the earth, with the land. We do meditations that are very powerful, processes that help us to identify, you know, why is it that I am not living in my highest radiance? And then we help each other and we move into that radiance. So the dolphins help us, the whales, the angels. We have a lot of fun. it's a really, really, really fun way to expand spiritually.
Trish and Doug, have you ever had the experience of going completely to a different part of the ocean that you had never been to, and the dolphins come there because of your vibration that you carry?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, the boats will take us up and down the shore, and so we usually find them no matter where they are. But yes, I'll tell you one experience. This was amazing. One day I was out swimming just by myself. There were no dolphins in one of the local bays, and so I thought, okay, I'm just going to do an exercise swim. So I was just powering out into the middle of the ocean by myself into the middle of the bay, not even really communing with the dolphins much, but all of a sudden I was just swimming and powering along, and all of a sudden I heard this loud siren sound, screeching, kind of a loud siren, and I looked up and I looked on shore because it sounded like there was an ambulance coming down to the shore, but there was no ambulance, no nothing. And then as I turned back to right where I was in the middle of the bay, there were 6 dolphins right there. And I believe, and of course we do believe, that the dolphins have such a high consciousness that they shapeshift in and out of this dimension. And I really believe that they just sort of shifted into the dimension right there in front of me, because there were no dolphins. You know, I can tell when dolphins are out there. There were no dolphins, and here they were, boom. And often you probably have heard that that there can be a loud sound like that sometimes when spiritual entities are shifting.
So actually their noise can help you shift then. I mean, their sound.
Oh, yes. Their sounds are very, very powerful. They can, you know, they make the high-pitched singing sound, which can vibrate the organs in our bodies. and create physical healing. You know, we have friends who have moved here, who live here, who had cancer, and many of them who had cancer, and they began to swim with the dolphins, and the cancer was completely healed. So they are so drawn to being with dolphins that they live here now and swim with them every day. So their sounds are very, very powerful.
Ooh, boy.
Do you believe that they are like almost like a go-between between us and the angels or the higher beings?
I don't think I believe that necessarily.
We believe they're a higher consciousness than we are. I mean, we as humans, our ego says that we're the top dogs on the planet, but I think the truth is that that the dolphins and the whales have much better or much higher consciousness.
Some people believe that they're here to help shift the energy of the world so that we do not destroy ourselves.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They are. They are really here to shift us into a higher dimension. And so, yeah, the sounds are just very, very powerful and can make that shift, can help us to shift. And that's what I believe changed our lives so much, is that they've helped us to raise our vibration very, very quickly. It's been much, much easier to raise our vibrational frequency being with them so often, I believe, than perhaps taking a few more lifetimes to do that.
Do you feel like writing when you come back from being in the ocean with the dolphins and whales? Do you feel like writing maybe more than you ordinarily would, or are there messages that they give you or your guides around you that just propel you into that direction of writing?
Well, not on a daily basis necessarily, but definitely creating new insights and in energy. And I know that the whales, when I had my first experience swimming with the whales, it really led to me writing books. You know, so they do open us up to allow energy to flow through, but no, I personally, I don't really write. I feel that their energy just shifts me into a much higher perception of life and seeing life in a whole different way than what I normally did in the past.
When I met you the first time, I believe that you were not using the boat. You were just swimming out in the bay near your home.
Yes. Yeah, and we changed that in about 2000 because it started getting very controversial. People who really do not, it's always been controversial because there are some people who believe that swimming with dolphins is harassment, okay? And these are people who have never had the experience and don't understand how the dolphins come to us and are drawn to be with us. Anybody who has swam with dolphins knows this, because when we go out into the ocean and we swim toward where the dolphins are, they are either with us or not. And when they don't want to be with us, they absolutely choose to swim away.
And actually, even the rangers that enforce the Marine Mammal Protection Act, which is the legislation that protects the dolphins and the whales, all mammals, marine mammals, even the rangers, if you ask them if they believe that it's possible for a human to harass a dolphin, they'll tell you that they don't believe that it's possible for a human swimmer to harass any marine mammal, because it's just physiologically not even possible. They swim 30 to 60 miles an hour in bursts, and we swim one or two or maybe three. And so it's real clear that they choose to be with us, and that we can't be harassing them, because that's not even possible.
Well,
yeah,
I would think swimming out in the bay would be much more gentler. I mean, they would have more of a choice than if you were in a boat. So, I don't know.
Well, that's not necessarily true. They play with the boats. They love to swim on the bow wave. And
oh yeah,
when we're
I've
out
seen
on
that.
The boats, we simply go to where they are. We wait for them to stop, you know, to give us a sign that they're you know, not moving anymore. They're ready to swim with us, and then we get in the water, and they either come to us or they don't.
Yeah, it's the same experience as in the local bays. And the other reason was that it can sometimes, the waves can be very big and it can be dangerous for the groups. And so we just felt that it was safer and we can find the dolphins every single day that we go out. So it just really felt right to us to do the boats.
Now, do you have to go out a certain distance because of the laws that they have now, or?
No, the laws don't have anything to do with distance.
Yeah, no, there is no law now that says that we cannot swim with dolphins. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, the government, is trying to actually stop dolphin swimming right now. They're trying to curb it. But right now there are no laws that say we cannot swim with dolphins.
Yeah, I had
the
read
laws that were in existence were written for boats because there were some problems with boats harassing the dolphins and the whales, where they would zoom in and out of the group, and in some cases they'd even hit a dolphin or a whale, and so that's what the laws were originally written for. Now they're trying to apply them to swimmers because at that time swimming with dolphins and whales just wasn't happening.
Now, do the dolphins or whales do any kind of flying, like through the air, when you're near them?
Well, you know, the spinners, every species of dolphin is different. They have a different personality, a different energy. The spinners, of course, have that name because they're the only dolphins that when they leap out of the water, they spin. And interestingly enough, they don't start spinning until they're in the air. We've watched it many, many times.
Oh, that's remarkable.
They're not spinning underwater. They only spin out of the water. The spotted dolphin, which come into shore and swim with us occasionally, they normally stay offshore 3 to 7 miles where the fish are. But occasionally they come in, and they're a whole different energy. They're very, very energetic. And when they jump, they can jump really, really high. They don't do any spinning, but they jump really high. And we've actually had on a couple occasions, we've had some spotted dolphins that jumped over the top of us in their enthusiasm.
Yeah, we'll often see them spinning right next to us sometimes, yeah.
Now, what led you to Tonga?
Well, we had friends who had been swimming with the whales down in Tonga, and so we had an experience with Joan Ocean the first year in 2000 where we swam with the whales, and that was the most profound experience
I can
even imagine. And so we found out some wonderful resorts and boats and things down in Tonga where we could go and take our groups. So for 5 years now, we take people to Tonga, and that, like I say, that is one of the most phenomenal experiences I think that anybody can ever have in their whole lifetime. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, the whales will, they allow us to just float right next to them. I mean, almost touching distance sometimes.
Wow.
And to have a whale look into your eye, you feel as though you are looking into the eye of God, absolutely. And they've made profound changes in our lives because they, you know, the dolphins have a very light and a very joyous and
playful
experience. Being with the whales is like if any of you went through the Eckhart Tolle experience with Oprah or read his book, the latest book, The Earth, The New Earth, what he talks about is going into that deep, deep space of silence. And that is where the whales take us.
And that's why we best describe it as being in the heart of God when we're with the whales. It's an incredible experience, and it's one that, for reasons that I have not been able to explain, I've been drawn to being with the humpback whales, not just a whale, but specifically the humpback whales from the very first time that I ever saw them here. And I didn't actually wasn't able to get in the water with them until we went to the Dominican Republic with Joan in 2000. And then after that, we had some people, we were relating our experiences, and we had some people that asked us if we were going to take any people to Tonga. So that's when we first started arranging that.
Oh. And I'd love to share with you the experience. We've had amazing experiences with the whales in Tonga, but last year was the most phenomenal experience. On the last day, we literally danced, or three whales danced with us for 3 hours.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was amazing. And every time they would swim under us or circle us, each one of them would look directly into our eyes. And we were in such an altered state for about maybe a week or two afterwards. We were just in another state of being. And when we got home, and we just used one of those little cheap underwater cameras to take photographs. When we got our photographs back, the first two photographs were amazing photographic phenomena. The first one was all we could see was this huge flame. And it's on our website if anybody wants to look and see the story. There was this flame with a gold center and red, this red color on the outside.
And total black background.
Black background. And this is something we did not see when we were with the whales. But and then the second picture that we got, the third one, I guess it is, it shows a whale and then a pink ray of light just shooting down into the ocean. And that was very clear to show us that when we create our pink bubble of love every night before we go out to swim with the dolphins and whales, with the group energy, we expand this group energy and then include the whale mind. And they were showing us, because I channel dolphins and whales and angels and masters, and the whales told us that they were showing us that this is really real, you know, that we are in deep communication with them.
And that flame, that first picture on there, they've told us since in meditation that's the ascension flame. And what we were told before we went to Tonga and during the time when we were with our groups is that they were going to be assisting us to connect with the aspects of ourself that were that exist at higher dimensions or higher places. And so afterwards, when we, like Trish said, it took us over a week to really come back into this everyday life kind of thing. And we heard reports from the rest of our group it took them a week or two as well. But anyway, what we understood was that because they had taken us in this flame of ascension, had taken us into higher dimensions, higher levels and everything, it just took a while for us all to come back to 3D.
Yeah, and now I really want to create some sort of a video that we're doing in our whale retreat next week and really put it out to the world, because I believe the whales are telling us that we can actually go into that flame, and in our, you know, in our meditations, we can imagine that we are in that flame, and it will bring us into the 10th and 11th dimensions so that we can access the other aspects of our souls and bring in the energy and the wisdom and the knowledge that is inherent within our souls. And we've been doing this, we started doing this during our last whale retreat that we had here, which was last month, and that's when we got the message about really going into that flame and becoming the flame, and it's been just phenomenal. So if your listeners want to actually do that now, they can go to our website, which is Dolphin Spirit of Hawaii, and then on the right side on the menu, they can click on Whale Swims Tonga, and they'll see a link to that, the story of the picture, and they can just use that picture for meditation because the energy is there. It's just very amazing.
Even you talking about it, the energy is there.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. I was thinking of the colors. You know, the colors really are healing, and I'm sure, you know, if they're putting out that kind of color, it means something. It's very special, and like you say, for the heart and joining humanity and also healing the body.
Well, yes, and you know, we've learned for a long time that the golden light, the golden flame or the golden ray is the ray of transformation. So when I use that flame, I see myself as the golden ray. That's the higher aspect of myself. And then the red on the on either side or surrounding that, as just like a flame, the gold in the center and the red, I see the red is as the fire that is cleansing and clearing all that is not my true, total, you know, essence, the God self that we all are. That's how I see it, and it really purges.
Is this going to be your next book?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you know Marie Diamond, who was in The Secret and everything. She was here, and we met her, and she did say to me when I first met her, we were doing a blessing for Obama. It was really beautiful with some Hawaiian kahunas, and she was a part of it. And she, we were just talking, and she stopped, and she said, "You're going to write a book about your experience with the dolphins and the whales and living in Hawaii and connected to Lemuria." But I haven't gotten that inspiration quite yet. You know, I think that I know there's something growing, but that's the other thing I have to tell you, that the being with dolphins and whales awakens the creativity within us. Because, I mean, we have created so many new things over the years, new, quantum manifestation DVDs and teleseminars and videos. I got really into video. And I have a web TV show now that's just being introduced. And they really help us to get into that real core of what does the divine want to bring through my personality. You know, the divine is expressing in all of us in different ways. And so I think the dolphins and whales open that channel of our creativity about what is the divine aspect of myself wanting to express to the world.
Well, you've certainly I was just blown away when I looked at your website and saw so much what you're doing. I mean, you've got the videos, you've got the CDs. I mean, there's just so much. Going to Tonga.
Yeah.
I said, wow.
By the way, we love the Tongan people. They are just so incredible. We've really gotten to know this little village. It's right behind the Tongan Beach Resort that we stay at. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people. They're always smiling and laughing and Captain Cook, when he first went to Tonga, he called it the Happy Isles.
Oh, because of the people, probably.
Yeah, because of the people. Yeah. Totally.
You know, I see pictures of them. They look almost as playful as the dolphins.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and the interesting thing is that they are absolutely scared. They're absolutely afraid of swimming with the whales.
Oh.
Yeah, whenever we tell a Tongan that we're swimming with whales, they go, "Oh, aren't you afraid?" But
so
anyway,
it sounds like the whales are not touched. I mean, are there very many people, humans, that go out with the whales there, or are you?
No, not that many. And the way that they do it there is that they only allow four people plus a guide in the water at one time, and that's a rule that really works. And you only have one boat that can be with a whale, and so the captains are very, very good about that.
Now, when does the next retreat start now?
Our Whales Hawaii retreat is March 15th to the 21st. We do have room in that one. I think they're having some really amazing specials from the Bay Area right now, air flights. You know, if anybody wants to come, we still have room. And then we have our next dolphin retreats, and the name of the dolphin retreats that we're doing now is called Mastering Joy in These Changing Times. And those are May 3rd to the 9th and June 28th to July 4th. And then our Whales of Tonga retreat is August 26th to September 1st.
And you also, I mean, you've been doing the partnership workshops for some time now.
Yes, Sacred Partnership. I will travel to do those workshops, you know, if I can get enough people interested. And
she doesn't currently have any of those scheduled because she's been really busy with another passion of ours, which is the Humanity Unites Brilliance, or HUB.
Yeah,
oh.
that's another thing I would love to share with your listeners.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my gosh. Last year we were introduced to this humanitarian organization that is just going to change the world. It is truly a way that we can change the world, because it's a way that it's an organization that has created an economic engine to fuel nonprofits that are out in the field that are feeding, educating, teaching people how to live on their land. And this is starting mostly in Africa right now, but we also have it in the U.S. and in the rainforest. It's an organization that will go into the most impoverished people on the planet, which is really mostly now in Africa, where there are millions of people who can't even eat. And they will go into a village, and they'll feed the people, they'll build schools, educate the children. They will teach the people how to live on the land, how to use their natural resources to create, you know, work, and they will teach them how to create clean water by doing either wells or catchment tanks, and then they give them microloans. So they will. Oh, there was something that just came on here. Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. And so HUB will go into a village and create all of this foundation for them to totally lift themselves up. It's not just giving food. And so when I heard about that, my whole body went into chicken skin, and I just said, I have been looking for something like this all my life. And, you know, we can affect people with our retreats, but I've often, you know, just really not enjoyed seeing the pictures of the starving children in Africa, the women, the mothers who have AIDS, the child soldiers who are kidnapped at the age of 4, 5, and 6 and forced to become soldiers. And I always thought, what can I do about this, you know? But this organization is going in and actually pulling them up and completely changing the world. And so I'm really, really very excited about that. It's called Humanity Unites Brilliance, and it's really a networking organization that's committed to being the largest force for good on the planet. And they're using a model of giving and receiving, which is a new paradigm. So it's a whole new paradigm. It's a for-profit company, and the reason they created that was that they can fuel the nonprofits, the Feed the Children and the all of the organizations that are actually going in and making the difference.
It's they created a sustainable economic engine to fund the nonprofits, which, of course, especially in recent times, have had great difficulties in raising funds because of the economic crises that's going on all over the planet. And so this is a whole new way of doing that. And the story behind it, of course, is very interesting, but it would take, you know, a great deal of time to talk about that. So anybody that's interested in learning more can just contact us, and Trish would be very, very happy to, you know, tell them more about that.
Well, let me give them the website. You can look at the website, Trish Regan, R-E-G-A-N, at hub.org. That's hub.org.
Yeah. Now, but I wanted to also just mention a passion that I've that's come to me here in the last just couple of years, being here with the dolphins and the whales and everything. We were doing that exclusively for so many years. And then a couple of years ago, I learned that it was possible to pay off a 30-year mortgage in less than 30 years without changing your payments, without throwing a lot of extra money at it. And being a recovering engineer, I didn't know how that was possible. I couldn't believe that it could be done because nobody ever showed me that. And it turns out that it's a very, very easy process. It's just a little tweak in how we manage our money. And it gets us out of the what I call the consumer credit lifestyle that we've all been indoctrinated into that creates the, basically, I believe it's created this whole economic crisis that we're in, because about 60 years ago, some very brilliant financial minds on Wall Street devised a way to separate a good portion of our income from us every month for basically the rest of our life, and it's called our loans, our amortized loans. And so the consequence is that after working 30 to 40 years in the richest country in the world, only 5% of the people in the United States are financially free. And that should be a crime. It's totally unnecessary. Here in the United States, there's no reason that 50 to 75% of the populace, after working 30 or 40 years, wouldn't be financially free. And so I've been spreading the word. I started a company I called Financial Mastery Now, and I'm an affiliate with a company, WEXL Financial Services, that provides a tool. It's called the Mortgage Checking Account, a tool for people to make that little tweak in their money management that allows them to pay off their mortgages and all their debts in 6 to 10 years. And so I've been very, very passionate about that. And if anybody wants to find out more, my website, the easiest way to get to it, I have a little kind of a shortcut, is my name, Doug Hackett, HACKETT.com, and that will get you to the website to find out more. But anyway, that's a passion that I've had.
Well, it sounds like the two of you have really helped humanity, along with the dolphins and the whales.
Yeah.
But
the other thing, too, that I didn't mention is that because of what's happening in the real estate and with all the loans and everything, the other thing that we're doing, well, we have something for everybody, but another thing is loan modifications. And so we've been helping people to modify their existing loans, reduce their payments, in some cases reduce the principal balance, reduce the interest rate, and get their loans down to a level where they can manage them and they can make the payments, because there's at least 1 out of 5 people in the United States right now are having difficulty making their loan payments because of a whole combination of different things, interest rates going up, incomes going down, and the whole thing. So I'm just very, very excited about that, and so we feel very blessed being here with the dolphins and the whales and having that in our life. And then we've got the hub where we can help people give, and then I can help people with their economics. And so we just feel very, very blessed here. And I don't know how this would have ever happened if we hadn't made that leap of faith, 15 years ago to come with the dolphins.
You guys have been really propelled into making life-changing experience for yourself and for those around you. Today's day needs real creativity, and
yes,
it looks
that's
like-
for sure it is. And I just want to add about the spiritual aspect of all of this too. And I believe the dolphins and whales have been inspiring us to move into these other activities as well as working with them, because I'm sure that you know many, many, many light workers. People who are dedicated to the spiritual path and who want to make a difference, but who are struggling financially. You know, so many of our friends who really have that knowingness that they are here to make a difference on the planet, but it's been kind of a struggle financially, because a lot of us, many of us, have been in the lack of consciousness or lack mentality. And so that's why I believe that Doug and I have been inspired to expand into the place where we can help people to become financially free as well with both of these other entities, because our desire is to help people to get to a place where we can really express that divinity that we have to express in the world without worrying or thinking about the financial aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say leaping off that cliff of unknown is really come to give to humanity as well as to you. Was there any time that when you first went to Hawaii that you felt frightened? And was this the right thing that I did?
Oh, my gosh. That is such a good question, because this is the thing that, for me, Doug didn't really have this experience. But
well, I went through it a few years earlier, but Trish had one definitely here.
Yeah. This is what happened, was after I knew and we got the call and we couldn't ignore that call, which was so powerful, once we got here, all my fear came up. I mean, I am telling you, I would wake up in the middle of the night at 2 in the morning and I would just have this pain in my stomach, just this fear of how are we going to pay a mortgage, you know, because we were totally changing our lives. We were guided to do our own retreats as we were helping Joan with hers, and she said, well, I can't totally support you, so you need to do your own retreats too. But we didn't know, you know, we just were starting something completely new. So every night I would wake up with this pain, and I would try all my spiritual practices to clear it and clear it, and nothing would work. But every morning I would go out and swim with the dolphins, and every day I would keep getting the message, keep on going, you're totally supported. Keep on going, you're totally supported. And so even though my fear came up big time, and that will happen here on the Big Island, because the Big Island is 5 volcanoes, you can imagine.
Oh,
and
yes.
As Doug said, it's one of the major, it is the major energy upwelling on the Earth. And so it's a very powerful place. But the beauty of the whole thing was, even though it brought up all my deeper, deeper fears, I had the dolphins, the beauty, the island, the aloha, our beautiful friends, my wonderful husband, to help me to clear it. And now I tell you, I do not have fear. I just don't have fear. If it comes up for me, I'll just process it really quickly, you know. But I'm really in that place of trust, and I didn't think I would ever get here.
And actually, that illusion of security that she had been working on, you know, that was so important to her on the mainland in particular, she realized that it was really fear-based. And what she was doing, she was trying to, out of fear, she was trying to protect herself from all of the, you know, all of the problems that could happen and all of that. And so that's the thing about people that are trying to hold their security or create their security. It's really fear-based. And so that's what the dolphins were able to help her see and clear.
Well, a lot of people are going through that right now, obviously.
Yes. I know. There's so much fear out there now because there's so much uncertainty as to what is going to happen with our financial situation in the U.S. and in the world, and things are being affected. And I would just like to, share with people that if they ask the dolphins and the whales to surround them and bring them into the heart, the collective heart of the whales and the dolphins, and just be in that meditation, be in that space of opening, it can really help them to move through their fears and to, it's really, I believe, all of this, and I truly believe that our souls give us experiences that are helping us to see who we are. And this is what I'm getting in the soul readings I do. I didn't even talk about the soul readings, but I do very profound soul readings using sound and frequencies and channel people's guides. And every time the guides are saying, you know, you need to accept all that was, all that is, and all that will be before you can move forward in your spiritual life. And that acceptance helps us to see that our souls really create these experiences for us in order to teach us how powerful we really are, because it shows us, what if we lose our home? What if we lose our job? We always have our connection to spirit. We always have our soul. We always have our spiritual guides, the angels, the masters, the dolphins, the whales, to help us through. And if people look at their experiences in their lives, they will see that all of those experiences that occurred in your life that seemed to be just horrible and terrible and challenging, we have grown. We have become stronger. We have come closer to our God selves. And that's really how it is. And when we can trust that, then we can trust all of this that's happening, because I know that you've all heard and you know that there has to be change on this planet in order for the new golden age to come forth. And so just by holding on to that trust that no matter what happens, we have our essence. Nobody can take that away from us. And we will be shown, we will be guided what is the next step.
One interesting thing here, Paula, is that this last time, besides the 3 hours that the whales danced with us, one of the messages they gave us was so interesting. They said that time is marked by change, and change is time. And so that's how we have that illusion of time here on the planet, is that things change. And so change is inevitable. We're facing it all the time, and we just need to be able to release, relax and not try to hold on to things the way that they are, because they're going to change.
Isn't that ironic that that's what Obama used?
Yeah.
His word change.
Yes.
Yes, we definitely need it, and there's so many people fighting that change.
I know. And see, that's the thing that I think I've learned through all my fears and dealing with my own fears that were so monumental, is that surrendering and not resisting the change is the way through. It really is the way through, because the more we resist it and we try to hold on, the more hard and difficult it becomes. And the other thing I want to say is that attachment to things it stops our whole flow of our soul flowing through us.
Well, and the other interesting thing is that I used to think that surrender meant giving up what I want. You know, in fact, there was a time in my life where I said, "Okay, you know, I surrender. You know, I'll do God's will. Just get me out of here." You know, kind of thing. And what we've come to know is that surrender is really about letting go of all those things that aren't really us, letting go of those belief systems and those identities that are not us, you know, truth with a capital T. And when we do that, and when we express our highest essence, when we're in our highest vibration, then God's will is our will. You know, the all that is doesn't care how we express our brilliance. And it's all about doing that and just getting out of the way. So the surrender is about giving up all those things that aren't us.
And I just want to add too, that since Doug and I have been practicing that surrender over the years now, and we have gotten to a place of financial challenge, definitely after 9/11, people stopped coming to the retreats for many years, you know, because they didn't want to travel, and so we got really low. And so now we are so excited that we have both found these ways, Doug through Financial Mastery Now and me through Humanity Unites Brilliance, that actually can help us to create income and to get financially free. Because with Hub, it is very easy for us to make an income of $3,000 a month or more very quickly, really, by giving and helping the world. It's just so exciting.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Trish and Doug, we're just really close to the end. And I want to ask you, do you have any newsletter that goes out to people? Can they sign up on your website?
Yes. When they go to dolphinspiritofhawaii.com, there is a little link. They can click to get a free video download of dolphins and about our retreats. And they can also call 800-874-8555, and we'd be happy to put them on our newsletter.
Oh, great.
So. Well, the dolphins, I mean, as you said, the spirit gave you time to be able to be creative,
mm-hmm.
and we're here to experience your creativity and to help people be more in touch with the divine.
Oh, wonderful.
And do you have one last message for everyone listening?
I would say to just connect with your soul. Know that you are supported. Know that you are a God being. You are a creator of your life. And just surrender to that and trust. Trust yourself.
And thank you both, Trish and Doug, for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Paula.
Thank you.
It was just
thank you,
wonderful.
Paula. It's been wonderful. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.